afternoon. Welcome back to 3Tune Tuesday for Tuesday, May the 9th. If you're a returning guest, welcome back. If this is your first time visiting, you are definitely more than welcome as well. You have found your way to my virtual country cottage in the countryside. Please come on in, have a seat in the parlor. There are enough oversized, well-cushioned Victorian chairs for all. Close your eyes, settle back, and let yourself be transported back in time to the 1920s with me. I am Bonaparte, your Blind Skeleton host, and you are listening to 3Tune Tuesday on Blind Skeleton Online Radio. 3Tune Tuesday is an opportunity for me to share some vintage-slash-antique pre-1924 songs from my collection of 78 RPM records. So all of these songs are vintage. Some are popular, some not so much. All of them have a great deal of character. This week's playlist features songs that share the name as songs that we are more familiar with from popular rock songs of the recent past. Case in point, in the 1920s, Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson wrote the song named Tell Me Why, which was also recorded in 1920 by Art Hickman and his orchestra. The song is very much rooted in popular music of the 1920s. It features a lively, upbeat melody that captures the carefree spirit of the era. The lyrics of Tell Me Why speak of the ups and downs of love, and the singer laments the fact that they can't seem to figure out why their lover has left them. The song's catchy chorus asks the question, "Tell me why you love to make me cry." It became a well-known catchphrase. More recently, in 1964, John Lennon wrote the song named Tell Me Why, which was recorded on the Beatles album A Hard Day's Night. Both of the songs deal with the aftermath of a breakup, as in each, the singer laments the ruins of a relationship and tries to make sense of it. Now, incidentally, the song, the Beatles song, Tell Me Why, was also covered by a Canadian band named April Wine in the 1980s, and undoubtedly it's been covered a number of other times as well. So there are certainly a number of songs with that similar name. So here is Tell Me Why. Thank you. So there are words to that song. This, of course, was an instrumental version of it, as many of the early swing songs were of the time. Now, here at Bland Skeleton, we've had a very, very busy couple of weeks. Last week was busy. This week is going to be just as busy. We've got some good things and some new content coming for you. Tomorrow night, we will have our Electric Dreams live stream. We'll be playing electrically recorded songs between the years 1927 to 1937. And on Saturday, we will have our next Blind Skeleton video. Now, Electric Dreams is an opportunity for me to share with you some early electrically recorded songs, unlike Three Tune Tuesday today, where I am sharing with you some acoustically recorded songs, which is essentially the equivalent of singing into the large end of a funnel. And Bland Skeleton videos, we're up to our third video of this series this coming week. The first two videos saw us do some interesting coffee creations. We tried some boiled coffee recipes from the turn of the 19th into the 20th century. And this week, undoubtedly, we'll do something just as fun and interesting as well. So be sure to keep an eye on our YouTube page or on the blindskeleton.one webpage to watch it when it drops. Of course, last week we started our morning coffee with Bonaparte Show, and this week it continues every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Morning Coffee with Bonaparte is a short 10 to 15 minute show to help you start your day. We talk about music, we talk about the culture of the Golden Age of Radio, and we talk about the Golden Age of Radio itself. We do this while sitting back and enjoying a coffee to start the day. Now, to go along with the show, I would be remiss if I did not point out that we also do have our brand new coffee roasts. Skeleton Brew Coffees, as they're called, are custom roasted coffees to suit your coffee needs. You can check them out on either of our websites, blindskeleton.one or skeletonbrew.one, and use the coupon code SKELETONBREW for 10% off during the month of May. Go check it out, order a pound, and enjoy a coffee with me every weekday morning at 7. Dreams is a popular song that was recorded by the Sterling Trio in 1924. The song was written by American songwriter and composer James Cavanaugh, with lyrics by Buddy DeSilva and Al Jolson. The Sterling Trio was a vocal group, so this song definitely has vocals behind it, that had recorded for a number of labels during the early part of the 20th century. They were known for their harmonious singing style and recorded a number of popular songs in the 20s and 30s, so in a way, one could say that they were one of the original boy bands. The song, Dreams, by the Sterling Trio, is a romantic ballad that tells the story of a couple in love. The lyrics describe the dreams and aspirations that the couple share, and the hope that their love will last forever. The song is sentimental, it's nostalgic, and it has a melody that is quite beautiful. Conversely, Dreams, by Fleetwood Mac in the 1970s, was not about the hope of love that will last forever. Written by Stevie Nicks in 1977, this Dreams is not the romantic ballad as sung by the Sterling Trio. Instead, it is much more like many of the other songs on the album Rumors that it was released on, which is about a breakup and the heartbreak that goes along with it. If it's true that misery is the source of artistry, the Rumors album certainly did bring that up to light. However, a good 50 years before then, the Sterling Trio sung their version of Dreams. Now, the Sterling Trio itself was comprised of three singers, John Myers, John Ballard, and Vernon Dalhart. I have a number of other Vernon Dalhart songs in the collection, which I have played on 32 and Tuesday and on Electric Dreams. He was quite prolific in the time. The group was formed in 1916, and it did become one of the more popular groups of their time. They were very harmonious, and they were very popular during World War I, when they recorded a number of patriotic songs and songs about the war effort. Ultimately, by the 30s, when new music styles such as swing and big band and, you know, the heavy jazz began to emerge and grew in popularity, the popularity of the trio began to wane, and ultimately they disbanded. It doesn't take too much to listen to that and think that a modern a cappella band might end up doing that to slow the crowd down a little bit after they've gotten a little bit excited about some other songs. So we're heading into our third and final song of the day. Just before I do that, I would like to call your attention again, if I could, back to the Blind Skeleton webpage. We have on the Blind Skeleton webpage a search function and database of all of the songs in our collection. the collection does grow on a weekly and bi-weekly basis, so do check back every now and then to see if there's something else that you might like to see. Go ahead, please browse through it, send in a request. I do play requests when I get them. I schedule them into the upcoming shows. Love to get them. Let me know a little bit about yourself, and if you could, why you want the request, just to add some story to it. And when I play it, I will be more than happy to shoot you back an email with another coupon for the store. We have not just coffee, but a number of accessories and swag to go along with it. And of course, give us a follow on Twitter. I can be found on Twitter as @skeleton_1. You can also find me on email if you prefer. I am bonaparte@blindskeleton.1. Of course, I am your Blind Skeleton host. You are listening to Blind Skeleton Online Radio. Now, way, way, way back in 1922, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra recorded a song named Do It Again. The song was written by American songwriters George Gershwin and Buddy DeSilva. Paul Whiteman was a bandleader and a musician who became known as the King of Jazz during the 1920s and 30s. He led one of the most popular and successful dance bands of the area, and he was a major influence on the development of jazz and popular music. Now the song, Do It Again, it's lively and it's upbeat, and it features Whiteman's orchestra playing a very lively arrangement. The lyrics of the song would speak to the joy and excitement of young love and the thrill of experiencing a romantic relationship for the first time. Now up in the 80s, the Kinks recorded a song named Do It Again, which was not so much a jazz song as much as it was a high-energy rock song that features driving guitar riffs and a catchy chorus. Now, unlike the Whiteman song, the Kinks song Do It Again is more reserved and, you could say, defeatist, about facing the reality of having to get up again every day and face the day and do it all over again, regardless of how difficult it might be. Now, when Ray Davis wrote the song, he was thinking in particular about going on tour, about how he wouldn't get to sleep until 3 or 4 in the morning, and then have to get up by 8 or 9 to fly to the next city and do it all over again. But he remembered his working class roots, and you know, he very easily said, this relates to absolutely everyone who needs to get up in the morning and do it all over again. You face the grind and you just do it again. Now, Paul Whiteman, back in 1918, formed his dance band, and that was when he found his big break. The band became known for being very polished and sophisticated. He had a number of talented musicians in his band, including cornetist Bix Biederbecke and saxophonist Frankie Trumbauer. He was also the person who launched the career of a person who you may have heard of before by the name of Bing Crosby. Whiteman recorded hundreds and hundreds of songs in his career, including songs such as Whispering, The Japanese Sandman, and Rhapsody in Blue, all of which I do have in the collection and would be happy to play on request. So here is Do It Again.
Thank you.
And that was the song Do It Again. And that does bring us to the end of our show for the day. Thank you very much for joining in and spending your lunch hour with us. We do have Electric Dreams coming up tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Be sure to join in for that. That's an hour-long show of songs from 1927 to 1937. Tomorrow, we will be featuring off-label songs. That is, songs that were on record labels that were neither RCA, nor Victor, nor Columbia. It'll be a really good time. We've got a nice selection of songs coming up for you. So I do see, as she is wont to do, the story lady is sneaking in through the side door. I'm sure she's got a great story or two to share with you today, as she always does. Thank you once again for listening in. Have a fantastic day, and see you soon.
It's time now for another visit with the Story Lady.
Hello, children. Today we're going to hear the story I call The Acrobat and the Princess. Once upon a time, there was a lowly acrobat with a small traveling circus who was in love with a beautiful princess. He practiced and practiced until finally he was called to give a command performance before the king and queen and their lovely daughter, the princess. At the palace, he stepped into a cage full of lions and tigers, and there he balanced 15 plates from each hand while riding 2 live water buffaloes around the cage. And with 1 foot on each water buffalo, he would leap through endless flaming rings while doing double flips on their backs, balancing the plates, ignoring the lions, and all the while singing Stout-Hearted Men. The act finished to rousing applause, and he bowed to the lovely princess. She rose in her seat and leaned over to say to her father, the king, "He's certainly no Gordon McRae, is he?"
Thank you, Story Lady. Be with us next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady will tell us why unemployed actresses never seem to be broke.
Oh.